Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bam, there's a quarterback, and he has to go. And so you can't then try to sack the quarterback and then turn your body and get off of him. That just doesn't work that way.
Gary, let's move on from the Clay Matthews thing.
So, and that's the other thing what I wanted to say, too. We are like, really getting all messed up in this whole Clay Matthews thing, because that's not why they lost this game.
No.
They lost this game because they're not a very good football team.
Oh!
And that's, we're all getting clawed up, you know, and I said this before, if you look at them defensively,
right, Robbie.
What player do they have? They don't, and they're going to be even worse without Muhammad Wilkerson on that defensive line. You signed him to come in to make a difference. This team probably at best maybe 9-7. If you go back and look at it and you think you've got Aaron Rodgers, you probably still can get to the playoffs. But they really, if you look at the defense from this year to last year, it does look a little bit better because there's a new voice. But still, you have what playmakers you have on the back end. I think you can say that you're probably worse with Bryce than you were with Morgan Burnett or if you had Michael Hyde. I think if you look at your linebacker spot, you're not any better. If anything, you've gotten worse because Clay Matthews and Nick Perry hadn't really gotten any better. And you're probably worse at your defensive line spot because you don't have Muhammad Wilkerson. I mean, we can't get lost in the whole minutia of what's going on with Clay Matthews. I get it. That's big news. We should be talking about it. But if you're looking long-term right now, this team is in trouble.
Gary, you picked. Hold on. And I don't want to. I know I annoy you. I don't want to do it while you're sitting there with your leg all busted up. You picked them to win 11
yeah.
games when the season
yeah.
started
yeah.
to win the NFC North
yeah.
and lose in the divisional round.
Yeah.
After 3 weeks, you're ready to take
yeah.
two wins away from them, and you're not even sure about nine.
Yeah.
You're changing your yeah. whole outlook on this season because they had one bad week.
No, because of what I see out of Aaron Rodgers right now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers right now is not Aaron Rodgers. And they're playing with fire here. Because if they let him keep hobbling around like he is right now, somebody's going to take him out. He cannot protect himself. I mean, the quarterbacks can't really protect themselves anyway, and they're trying to make it so that the ref's going to protect them. But if you're watching Rodgers running around and hobbling around like that, he's going to get hurt somewhere else on his body. Because he cannot protect himself. And so somebody asked me that last night. That was one of my things I said
Man,
last night on Twitter. And someone
should hang up.
Having a hot
know.
Take. Well, that's not really a hot take. It's really facts. If Aaron Rodgers continue to hobble around like he
that's
is,
a doubt to him.
He is going to get hurt. He cannot protect himself like he normally would. I'm just speaking from a guy who had an MCL, who has hobbled around like that, and when you can't protect yourself, these guys are big, fast, and strong. I mean, that one was that. Who was the kid that they should have thrown a flag on? They threw him around like a rag doll, and Rodgers couldn't do anything about it.
Go ahead, Leroy.
You done, man. Because that drip you on, man, I don't know. It's supposed to be a green and gold drip, but it sounds like you guys are.
You said his IV bag has green and gold Kool-Aid in it?
It's supposed to be, but it got some green and gold. It got some green and gold give up in it.
No, this is not give up. This is not give up at all. I think you got to look at what you got, and you got to look at your talent pool, what you got defensively. And Leroy, Kentrell Bryce, you like him?
No.
Okay. And so I think Morgan Burnett, though you let him go, I get why. But you didn't upgrade there. Right now, you're hurting at that position. They got to figure that out. And so then if you keep going down into your linebacker spot, I don't mm-hmm. even know if anybody there is really – they cannot get any pressure on the quarterback. They can't get pressure on the quarterback when they blitz.
Yeah, we knew that. It was just the media said that up there that Pettit's system creates a free runner. And I said, y'all got to calm down with that. But here's why I'm not freaking out. You would say the Minnesota Vikings has the best roster. They got seventeen Pro Bowlers.
Yes.
Got destroyed this week in Buffalo.
Yes.
And they got the best roster. So and it's gonna take some time for these guys to get together, understand what's going on. They're not gonna get it this soon. Because I remember, Gary, when we first came in, Mike Holmgren's system came in with Ray Rhodes and Dick Geron and all these guys were gone. It took us a while to just understand what, because we was used to Hank Buller. You remember Hank Buller?
Yeah, Hank Buller, defense coordinator.
Yeah, I was used to his scheme, the things that he would say. But, Gary, be honest with me. What do you think Don Capers sitting back saying right now?
He is saying, I told you so. I told you that there's no talent there. And he's probably thinking his good graces that he's gone.
Probably.
Anybody can do that.
Probably.
I think he's done a good job. I think you've seen them get some stops. I think you've seen them get off the field. But you've also seen some stuff that probably is not going to go away, is that they're void of talent right now. Now, can Alexander do something for you? Can Jackson do something for you? I mean, that's what you're kind of hanging your hat on. How much better can those guys get by week 16?
Well, I don't know if they'll get any better, but you only need four guys to play better, and those are your main guys.
Well, who would they need to play better?
Well, 29 has to play better because I don't think you have anybody to replace him.
No, you don't.
Gary, he gave up 75 yards, 48, 35. Man, you can stop me. All these plays over 20 yards. One guy is playing bad, and you got the other safety is not playing great. But even his interception could have been illegal contact, but it wasn't called. You know, and I don't want to get all into the Matthews thing, but I got to – if they had called it on Aaron Rodgers, the guy threw Aaron Rodgers on his head.
Sure.
And the guy says, well, I got 14 guys to look at. I didn't see it. Well, get your tail in position and make the call.
Right. Well, no.
Because the only reason why he's out there, Gary, is to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, you have two guys back there watching the quarterback, supposedly.
Man, they watching the game instead of the quarterback. And Aaron asked him, hey, man, would you get on? I got too many people looking. I don't want to get so much on that because the team did play bad. But sometimes for the second consecutive week, we get too caught up in the Matthews play that we don't talk about the game. But I don't know what the NFL want these guys to do, man. I mean, I really don't understand. I mean, I told Rami last week they want Matthews to run through, grab the quarterback, and do the matrix and stop in motion and put Alex Smith down and still dive over to the other side. The only guy who can do that is John Wick.
The guy from the Dolphins, I don't know if you saw this, Gary, tried to avoid doing what Clay Matthews did.
Tore his knee up.
Tore his ACL. He's out for the season.
They don't
care
about
it. And that's going to happen. It's physically almost impossible to do.
It's ridiculous.
What you're asking these guys to do is physically impossible to do. And I think, hey, that's great, but I don't think we should lose sight of the big picture. And the big picture is the talent level of this team. Just say that didn't happen, Clay Matthews, would they have still won this game? And that's a resounding no.
Gary, you sound good, man. Can't you just get in here? These dudes are getting on my nerves.
Yeah, but it may not last long.
It ain't gonna last long. Yeah. Yeah, right. It is. Yep. You give me about another 15, 20 minutes, I'll be over there falling out the chair.
Drooling out the mouth.
Yeah.
Eating porridge.
Well, then we better not hold you any longer. Go go drool and roll out of your chair and whatever else it is you're gonna do.
Well, no, but I'm asking you, Rami.
Yes.
Bears are in first place. Would you ever thought it?
After 3 weeks,
Ben Fennel told y'all this was going to happen.
After 3 weeks, I'm not getting too carried away with it. It's the first time they've been in first. I read this stat.
He don't even know how to talk.
I really don't, because listen to this stat. Listen to this stat I'm about to give you guys. Listen to what I'm about to say to you right now.
Go ahead.
This is the first time the Bears have had more wins than the Packers at any point in a season in 5 years.
Oh my.
Even after week one or week two, the Bears haven't been ahead of the Packers. This is the first time they've had more wins than the Packers at any point in any season in 5 years. So am I enjoying it a little bit? Yes. Hey, Gary, am I sitting here in my Bears t-shirt today? Yes. But am I getting carried away with it? No, and you shouldn't get carried away with the loss either. It's week three of the NFL.
should, but let me ask you this, and everybody's out there, but let me ask you this. Were you afraid at all when Rodgers is hobbling around like he's hobbling around, trying to make a play and trying to throw the ball? That doesn't really bother you?
Yes, that does a little bit, and maybe we talk about this a little later in the week, and we'd be happy to dial you up again. GE, Sparky, and I were kicking around the idea that if Bulaga and McCray are both hurt, maybe Aaron Rodgers should sit out a couple until he's a little bit more mobile.
You have to get him closer to 100% than he is right now. You're just asking for something to happen to him. I mean, I saw one play, Rami, where he broke out, and they could have lit him up. One of the guys from Washington. They just let him lay down. They didn't even hit him. But there's a lot of guys that are going to take that hit on Rodgers, and there was nothing Rodgers could do. They're going to light him up good, and it's going to be a legal hit.
GE, glad you sounded so good, man. Go go continue down the rehab path, my friend.
I'm going to get on the bicycle.
Go yeah, do right. that.
Okay. You're going to do what all seniors do, take a nap.
Gary Ellison joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey. Yeah, you said that right in Mike Clemens' face. Start your renovation journey with
no
a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
And again, the Bears are not in first place. Khalil Mack's in first place.
Damn right.
Okay, I'll take it.
Another big one.
Whatever.
Mace.
Whatever.
He's the Drake of football right now. That guy's phenomenal, man. Give him 200 more million.
But I wouldn't start sizing them up for rings down at Chicago quite yet. Would you, Laura?
I tell you what, guys. We have a special program right now at the Jury Center. You can take advantage of it if you want, or you can wait and miss out. It's called the Leap Watch. TheLeapWatch.com. Go there. And you get a chance to pre-order it now. It'll be back in November. You want to say you were one of the guys who jumped on it first. It's 25th anniversary of when I first did the leap. You get a chance to just celebrate it, unless you're going to be around for the next 25 years, and I'm not sure who will be, but you want to get your own. It comes with three bands. It comes with a gold one, green one, and it comes with a nice leather black one. Always got to put black folks in something. You know what I'm saying? You just have to, Robin, because sometimes we get cut out.
Hey.
Now, I'll get
equal opportunity.
I'll get a beige one for Robin next 25 years.
All right, cool.
And Sparky, good. He can pick whatever he wants. I'm going to try to get my boy one for free, but I don't know if I can afford it. Work at the radio. Also, if you order one, I will give you a free T-shirt. Now, who's out there don't like free stuff? You get a choice from a gray one or a black one. And at the bottom of the right hand, it's a bottle opener. So you go anywhere where your friends are with beer or soda, you'll be the hit of the party. It's theleapwatch.com, only at the Jury Center, exclusively at the Jury Center. My boy Dean Murray has put together something that has wowed me developing this. I really appreciate it. The Jury Center. And you can go over to the one over there. They have one in Burlington. They have a Jury Center over there off of Layton Avenue, 7477 Layton Avenue. Just go over there and say, I want to order the Leap Watch. You could do it in person or do it online, leapwatch.com.
Back to your calls at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan, with any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers the day after a 31-17 loss here on the Wendy's Big Show on Aurora Sports Health. Green and Gold Monday.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2, Wauwatosa, Allradio.com station. Sports Flash, right now.
From the Master Z's WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. Get into summer savings at Master Z's in Waukesha. Master Z's is the place to go for your new grill and patio furniture. Shop the great selection today at Master Z's in Waukesha. And online at MasterZs.com. First on The Fan, Packers 24 hours removed from their first loss of the season as they drop one 31-17 to the Redskins. This morning, head coach Mike McCarthy gave an update on Mo Wilkerson, who had surgery last night in Washington, looking like he's going to miss the rest of the season with that injury.
Wilson actually stayed in D.C. last night, Washington area. This was a procedure that he needed before he can travel. So that's really all the information I have right now.
Plenty of other NFL news. 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo has, in fact, torn his ACL. The team is announcing the MRI confirmed what Coach Kyle Shanahan feared yesterday, And Arizona Cardinals coach Steve Wilks has announced that rookie quarterback Josh Rosen will start next week. Dolphins defensive end Andre Branch suffered a knee injury on Sunday. He's expected to miss some time as well. Brewers get back after it today when they begin a series with the Cardinals in St. Louis. The Crew begin the week with a two-game lead ahead of the Cardinals for the National League's first wild card spot. Chase Anderson originally scheduled to start today. He was scratched yesterday, and they'll now use their bullpen with Dan Jennings making his first career start after 381 relief appearances, while the Cardinals will send rookie righty Jack Flaherty to the mound. He's been lights out against the Crew this year, 1-0 in three starts with an ERA of just 1. He struck out 20.
Bam, there's a quarterback. And he has to go. And so you can't then try to sack the quarterback and then turn your body and get off of him. That just doesn't work that way.
Gary, let's move on from the Clay Matthews thing.
So, and that's the other thing what I wanted to say, too. We are, like, really getting all messed up in this whole Clay Matthews thing because that's not why they lost this game.
No.
They lost this game because they're not a very good football team. And that's we're all getting clouded up, you know. And I said this before. If you look at them defensively,
right, Ronnie?
What player do they have? They don't. And they're going to be even worse without Muhammad Wilkerson on that defensive line. You signed him to come in to make a difference. This team probably at best maybe 9-7. If you go back and look at it, and you think you've got Aaron Rodgers, you probably still can get to the playoffs. But they really, if you look at the defense from this year to last year, it does look a little bit better because there's a new voice. But still, you have what playmakers you have on the back end. I think you can say that you're probably worse with Bryce than you were with Morgan Burnett or if you had Michael Hyde. I think if you look at your linebacker spot, you're not any better. If anything, you've gotten worse because Clay Matthews and Nick Perry hadn't really gotten any better. And you're probably worse at your defensive line spot because you don't have Muhammad Wilkerson. I mean, we can't get lost in the whole minutia of what's going on with Clay Matthews. I get it. That's big news. We should be talking about it. But if you're looking long term right now, this team is in trouble.
Gary, you picked. Hold on. And I don't want to. I know I annoy you. I don't want to do it while you're sitting there with your leg all busted up. You picked them to win 11 yeah. games when the season yeah. started yeah. to win the NFC North yeah. and lose in the divisional round. Yeah. After 3 weeks, you're ready to take yeah. two wins away from them, and you're not even sure about nine.
Yeah.
You're changing your yeah. whole outlook on this season because they had one bad week.
No, because of what I see out of Aaron Rodgers right now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers right now is not Aaron Rodgers, and they're playing with fire here. Because if they let him keep hobbling around like he is right now, somebody's going to take him out. He cannot protect himself. I mean, the quarterbacks can't really protect themselves anyway, and they're trying to make it so that the ref's going to protect them. But if you're watching Rodgers running around and hobbling around like that, he's going to get hurt somewhere else on his body because he cannot protect himself. And so somebody asked me that last night. That was one of my things I said on Twitter. And someone accused me of having a hot take. Well, that's not really a hot take. It's really facts. If Aaron Rodgers continues to hobble around like he is, he is going to get hurt. He cannot protect himself like he normally would. I'm just speaking from a guy who had an MCL, who has hobbled around like that. And when you can't protect yourself, these guys are big, fast, and strong. I mean, that one was that – who was the kid that they should have thrown a flag on? They threw him around like a rag doll, and Rodgers couldn't do anything about it.
Go ahead, Leroy.
You done, man. Because that drip you on, man, I don't know. It's supposed to be a green and gold drip. But it sounds like you guys are –
You said his IV bag has green and gold Kool-Aid in it?
It's supposed to be, but it got some green and gold. It got some green and gold give up in it.
No, this is not give up. This is not give up at all. I think you got to look at what you got, and you got to look at your talent pool, what you got defensively. And Leroy, Kentrell Bryce, you like him?
No.
Okay. And so I think Morgan Burnett, though you let him go, I get why. But you didn't upgrade there. Right now, you're hurting at that position. They got to figure that out. And so then if you keep going down into your linebacker spot, I don't even know if anybody there is really set. they cannot get any pressure on the quarterback. They can't get pressure on the quarterback when they blitz.
Yeah, we knew that. It was just the media said that up there that Pettis' system creates a free runner. And I said, y'all got to calm down with that. But here's why I'm not freaking out. You would say the Minnesota Vikings has the best roster. They got 17 Pro Bowlers.
Yes.
Got destroyed this week in Buffalo.
Yes.
And they got the best roster. So, and it's going to take some time for these guys to get together, understand what's going on. They're not going to get it this soon. Because I remember, Gary, when we first came in, Mike Holmgren's system came in with Ray Rhodes and Dick Duran, all these guys were gone. It took us a while to just understand what, because we was used to Hank Buller. You remember Hank Buller?
Yeah, Hank Buller, defense coordinator.
Yeah, I was used to his scheme, the things that he would say. But, Gary, be honest with me. What do you think Don Capers sitting back saying right now?
He is saying, I told you so. I told you that there's no talent there.
I know, but.
And he's probably thinking his good graces that he's gone.
Probably.
I know anybody can do there.
Probably.
Now, I think he's done a good job. I think you've seen them get some stops. I think you've seen them get off the field. But you've also seen some stuff that probably is not going to go away, is that they're void of talent right now. Now, can Alexander do something for you? Can Jackson do something for you? I mean, that's what you're kind of hanging your hat on. How much better can those guys get by week 16?
Well, I don't know if they'll get any better, but you only need four guys to play better, and those are your main guys.
Well, who would they need to play better?
Well, 29 has to play better because I don't think you have anybody to replace him.
No, you don't.
Gary, he gave up 75 yards, 48, 35. Man, you can stop me. All these plays over 20 yards. One guy is playing bad, and you got the other safety is not playing great. But even his interception could have been illegal contact, but it wasn't called. You know, and I don't want to get all into the Matthews thing, but I got to – if they had called it on Aaron Rodgers, the guy threw Aaron Rodgers on his head.
Sure.
And the guy says, well, I got 14 guys to look at. I didn't see it. Well, get your tail in position and make the call.
Right. Well, now,
because the only reason why he's out there, Gary, is to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, you have two guys back there watching the quarterback, supposedly.
Man, they watching the game instead of the quarterback. And Aaron asked him, hey, man, would you get on? I got too many people looking. I don't want to get so much on that because the team did play bad. But sometimes for the second consecutive week, we get too caught up in the Matthews play that we don't talk about the game. But I don't know what the NFL want these guys to do, man. I mean, I really don't understand. I mean, I told Rami last week they want Matthews to run through, grab the quarterback, and do the matrix and stop in motion and put Alex Smith down and still dive over to the other side. The only guy can do that is John Wick.
The guy from the Dolphins, I don't know if you saw this, Gary, tried to avoid doing what Clay Matthews did.
Tore his knee up.
Tore his ACL. He's out for the season.
They don't
care. That's going to happen. It's physically almost impossible to do.
It's ridiculous.
What you're asking these guys to do is physically impossible to do. And I think, hey, that's great, but I don't think we should lose sight of the big picture. And the big picture is the talent level of this team. Just say that didn't happen to Clay Matthews, would they have still won this game? And that's a resounding no.
Gary, you sound good, man. Can't you just get in here? These dudes are getting on my nerves.
Yeah, but it may not last long.
It ain't gonna last long.
Yeah.
It is. Yep. You give me about another 15, 20 minutes, I'll be over there falling out the chair.
Drooling out the mouth.
Yeah.
Eating porridge.
Well, then we better not hold you any longer. Go go drool and roll out of your chair and whatever else it is you're gonna do.
Well, no, but I'm asking you, Rami.
Yes.
Bears are in first place. Would you ever thought it?
After 3 weeks,
Ben Fennel told y'all this was going to happen.
After 3 weeks, I'm not getting too carried away with it. It's the first time they've been in first. I read this stat.
He don't even know how to talk.
I really don't, because listen to the stat I'm about to give you guys. Listen to what I'm about to say to you right now.
Go ahead.
This is the first time the Bears have had more wins than the Packers at any point in a season in 5 years.
Oh my.
Even after week one or week two, the Bears haven't been ahead of the Packers. This is the first time they've had more wins than the Packers at any point in any season in 5 years. So am I enjoying it a little bit? Yes. Hey, Gary, am I sitting here in my Bears t-shirt today? Yes. But am I getting carried away with it? No, and you shouldn't get carried away with the loss either. It's week three of the NFL.
No, you should. But let me ask you this, and everybody's out there, but let me ask you this. Were you afraid at all when Rodgers is hobbling around like he's hobbling around, trying to make a play and trying to throw the ball? That doesn't really bother you?
Yes, a little bit, and maybe we talk about this a little later in the week, and we'd be happy to dial you up again. GE, Sparky, and I were kicking around the idea that if Bulaga and McCray are both hurt, maybe Aaron Rodgers should sit out a couple until he's a little bit more mobile.
You have to get him closer to 100% than he is right now. You're just asking for something to happen to him. I mean, I saw one play, Rami, where he broke out, and they could have lit him up. One of the guys from who did they play?
Washington. Washington.
They just let him lay down. They didn't even hit him. But there's a lot of guys that are going to take that hit on Rodgers, and there was nothing Rodgers could do. They're going to light him up good, and it's going to be a legal hit.
GE. Glad you sounded so good, man. Go continue down the rehab path, my friend.
I'm going to get on the bicycle.
Go yeah, do right. that.
Okay. You're going to do what all seniors do, take a nap.
Gary Ellerson joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey. Yeah, you said that right in Mike Clemens' face. Start your renovation journey with
no
a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
And again, the Bears are not in first place. Khalil Mack's in first
place. Damn right.
Okay, I'll take it.
Another big one.
Whatever.
Mace.
Whatever.
He's the Drake of football right now. The guy's phenomenal, man. Getting 200 more million.
But I wouldn't start sizing them up for rings down in Chicago quite yet. Would you, Leroy?
I tell you what, guys. We have a special program right now at the Juris Center. You can take advantage of it if you want, or you can wait and miss out. It's called the Leap Watch. TheLeapWatch.com. Go there, and you get a chance to pre-order it now. It'll be back in November. You want to say you were one of the guys who jumped on it first. It's 25th anniversary of when I first did The Leap. You get a chance to just celebrate it, unless you're going to be around for the next 25 years, and I'm not sure who will be, but you want to get your own. It comes with three bands. It comes with a gold one, green one, and it comes with a nice leather black one. Always got to put black folks in something. You know what I'm saying? You just have to, Robin, because sometimes we get cut out.
Hey.
Now, I'll get a beige one for Rami next 25 years.
All right, cool.
And Spark it good. He can pick whatever he wants. I'm going to try to get my boy one for free, but I don't know if I can afford it. Work at the radio. Also, if you order one, I will give you a free T-shirt. Now, who's out there don't like free stuff? You get a choice from a gray one or a black one. And at the bottom of the right hand, it's a bottle opener. So you go anywhere where your friends are with beer or soda, you'll be the hit of the party. It's theleapwatch.com, only at the Jury Center, exclusively at the Jury Center. My boy Dean Murray has put together something that has wowed me developing this. I really appreciate it. The Jury Center. And you can go over to the one over there, and they have one in Burlington. They have a Jury Center over there off of Layton Avenue, 7477 Layton Avenue. Just go over there and say, I want to order the Leap Watch. You could do it in person or do it online, leapwatch.com.
Back to your calls at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan, with any thoughts, comments, questions, concerns you have about your Packers the day after a 31-17 loss here on the Wendy's Big Show on Aurora Sports Health, Green and Gold Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.